Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mm.
Father, we thank you again for
Papa, we tell you thank you back
this wonderful opportunity.
For this wonderful Amen. Opportunity
to sit at your table. To sit under your feet. Just like Mary sat down.
Just like how Mary will sit down at your foot.
We pray, oh God, you might pour upon us.
We pray so you go thump away.
Your life and your blessing.
Your life and your blessing.
Lord, feed us with food that we need.
Feed we, oh God.
Give us the bread of life.
Give we that bread of life.
Oh God, let that bread that will change our soul.
Make that bread the way you will for change your soul.
That will convert our soul.
We will convert our soul there.
That will grant us grace to run over the hill.
We go if we
to over the mountains.
Over the hill and the mountain.
That when the enemy comes, he will find us stronger than he met us.
He go fail we so we don't
see what
I will be left with.
Lord, we receive the bread of heaven.
We can't receive
the energy
of heaven, that energy there
of eternity.
For eternity.
We receive it, oh God.
We can't receive it.
We pray that even those who are not here, it will spread, oh God. It will energize the whole Laka.
It will give strength to
and Saloon land.
And in
the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can see we have cleaned the board.
You go find out say we don't wipe the board.
Because we are going to something new.
Because we can't go to what new thing.
Amen.
Amen.
And we are talking about marriage.
We will talk about marriage.
The marriage of the Lamb.
We will talk about the marriage of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's start from First Corinthians 6.
Let we start from First Corinthians chapter 6.
Remember, we are discussing our inheritance.
Remember, see,
in Christ.
Talk about the thing that we will get inside Christ.
So this is the second inheritance that we are talking about.
So this is the second thing that we can talk about.
No, sorry, this is the third. Yes, it's the second one.
This is the second one we can talk.
The first one we spoke about yesterday was our inheritance as the priest of God.
What we talked about yesterday now, the fact that the thing that we will get as priest of God.
But today, we are going to look at marriage. That our inheritance is to be the bride of Christ.
Marriage, but marriage. Because with the thing that we will get inside God, now for make we be Jesus Christ in Yahweh.
To be joined to Christ.
So that we will join ourselves to Christ.
To be married to Christ.
So that we go married to Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like we saw yesterday, every soul is a priest.
Like we see yesterday, all the soul them na priest.
And the soul brings offering.
And the soul it bring offering.
Say my soul praise the Lord.
My soul they praise God.
My soul bless the Lord.
My soul bless God.
Esau. Say, my father bless me. Let your soul bless me.
He said, me papa, make your soul bless me.
Jacob said, oh, let your soul bless me.
Jacob said, make your soul bless me.
Blessing is in the soul.
Blessing there inside the soul.
When you think good of somebody, you are blessing him.
When you think good about person, I bless you.
When you feel good about someone, it's a blessing. It's
when
life.
When you feel good about person,
that goes.
Blessing and it, and life they go.
And it affects your face.
And it affects you separate face.
And it even affects you.
It affects you.
Bro, even to myself, we are there was something we noticed at the airport. I called his attention.
Me and brother, you but something that we noticed at the airport, and I'm sure.
They have a gun that takes your temperature while you are still like 6 feet away.
Then get gun one thing we use like gun for take temperature now, and it actually about 6 feet from that.
So they don't need to put the thing on your body to get your temperature.
They don't need to put the thermometer by your body for take temperature.
But why you are still very far?
But when you're far,
the thermometer is. It will pick your energy when you are still far.
That thermometer, it check your temperature.
And it will show it on the screen.
And it will show on the screen.
Do you know what it means?
You know what that means?
That from you there is energy.
It means say inside you some kind.
Hallelujah. We don't know about it.
We don't know about him.
But the devil knows.
But this Satan knows.
And that is how he has been cheating us.
And I saw it on the
Amen. So the people of the world, they know it.
The people that are waiting at the world, they
say, that life comes from you.
Say life, they come on.
It's not only when you talk that life comes from you. There is an energy.
Not only when you talk, no more life becomes.
That is.
But you get some kind of energy inside you.
When you come close to the door,
when you come near
the door runs away.
See, the most open.
Why?
What do you do?
Amen.
Amen.
Because there is an energy from your body that touches the glass and the glass opens.
When they touch that glass, here, the glass opens.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's how God also, you know, irradiates his energy.
Now, so God himself, they put in energy.
If you open your heart, the life of God will come.
God in life, they come up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's how we give life to one to another.
So we give life to one another.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, and you know, so today we're looking at the soul, the marriage of the soul.
We can't look for the soul. The marriage, where the soul marries.
Now, marriage is you know, the natural marriage is different from spiritual marriage.
The marriage or the marriage in this world is different from the marriage or the
you know,
the spirit.
If you look all over our salon.
If you look all the salon.
Everybody just mixing.
All man just a mix.
You don't even need to marry, you just mix.
You're not even endeavor marriage, just a mix.
It's a judgment.
Not judgment to.
Because God is allowing it to show.
God they allow Dande for make you see
that is not the real meaning of marriage.
Say not to the true meaning of
marriage. Amen. So there is a natural marriage and there is a spiritual marriage.
Marriage day when a natural marriage and marriage day when a spiritual marriage.
Because the natural marriage is the body.
Because the natural marriage not the body.
But as the body is married, so the soul is married.
But just
so the spirit is also married.
Now so the spirit and the soul they married.
Amen.
Amen.
Every part of you must be married.
All side by you get for married.
If you didn't get any part of anything in this message, if you get that one, you have landed.
If you not get nothing from this message,
every part of you
get this one,
of man storage, must be married.
All parts by you as a mortal man.
Whether you like it or not, you must be joined.
No matter you let come or you don't let come.
Hallelujah. So God said in the natural.
God said that natural
man body, woman body should meet together.
He said man body and woman body for meet together.
And he says that meeting must be, you know, in the way God has arranged it.
And that meeting, they get for day according to how God in the maker.
But the devil say no.
But the devil say no.
Why must you wait until? Why must you wait and follow God's rule?
You say, what do you make for wait and follow God?
Man and man can meet together.
You say, no, man and man can meet together.
Woman and woman can meet together.
Say, woman and woman can meet
even
together.
Even man and woman can meet anytime.
And he say, in fact,
you don't even need to marry.
Man and woman can meet anytime, you don't need for marriage.
That is darkness.
That one day,
order.
Darkness.
Rebellion.
Disorder. Now rebel.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when God says man and woman,
when God says man and woman,
it is speaking about a spiritual principle.
He they talk about something within the spirit,
where God and the soul will come together.
Oh, that's the way God and his soul will come together.
Amen.
Amen.
Because in the natural.
Because it's not the natural.
The man gives life.
The man now in the give life.
And the woman receives the life.
The woman
Amen.
Receives the life.
So also in the spirit.
Now the same thing is that the spirit.
Christ gives the life.
And Christ now in the give life.
The soul receives the life.
And the soul receives the life.
Amen.
Amen.
So in the natural, when man and man is meeting.
Now in the natural, when man and man they meet.
It is speaking against the spiritual marriage.
It is go against that spiritual marriage.
It is the Antichrist spirit.
That spirit then an Antichrist spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
And that was why the one young man who refused to bring life, God, in fact, the Bible says he was a wicked man. God slew him.
One young man will not refuse for give life.
Hallelujah.
In fact, God kill him.
Because everything you are doing is a prophetic manifestation.
Because all the things that way they do now prophetic manifestation.
It is showing something, a greater truth in the spirit.
It is show some truth within the spirit.
Okay, so let's read that 1 Corinthians 6.
So now we read 1 Corinthians 6.
17. He said, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
He said, but the one way joined to the Lord in one spirit.
Okay, now look. So he separates it from the joining of the body.
So it is separated from that.
Look at verse 15. Say, know ye not?
No, look verse 15.
That ye are bodies.
You know, not say your body
are the members of Christ.
Your body the member of Christ.
Amen. Amen. Shall I then take the member of Christ, that's my body, and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid.
So I go take this member of Christ, and I go make a member of Rari girl. May God not grieve.
So he's even saying that my body.
So in the same body,
this is the temple of God.
Now God in temple
is a member of Christ.
In a member of Christ,
that I cannot just join it to any other body.
I'm not just going to go join to any other body.
So there is a marriage of the body.
So marriage the when that marriage will.
You know what he said? Therefore shall a man join the woman, and they shall become what? One what? Flesh.
He said the man go join.
Hallelujah.
And the two go become.
Amen. Amen. So 1 + 1 = 1.
So you see, say 1 + 1 = 1.
But what he's telling you is that marriage is not joining.
But what did he tell you? See, marriage not to don't rush for joining.
Marriage is nature joining to nature.
So marriage.
Amen.
Do
you understand? It is flesh plus flesh.
Now flesh plus flesh.
To produce one flesh. Don't you understand?
Flesh,
it's not arithmetic. It's not 1 + 1 = 2.
So you see.
Do you understand?
1 + 1 = 2.
It's not mathematics.
Okay,
you know?
Mathematics. So
I take one. Add another one. You still down?
Another one.
It can't be one. Amen.
It's at school. You're not gonna be one.
That one flesh,
but one flesh
plus another flesh
plus the other flesh
cannot be anything but flesh.
It not will be anything but flesh.
Amen.
Amen.
Because it's nature. Marriage is nature.
Because when we talk about marriage, not nature will talk.
I want
about
you to understand. It's nature.
I want to now for make you now understand.
It is type
this.
Plus now, type.
Now the type now. One.
Hallelujah.
Type plus the same type.
When you plant mango.
When you plant mango.
If you like.
If you left,
run to America, run, come back. When you come back,
outside.
What will you get?
When you come, when you plant mango, what you get?
Mango.
This one and this one, the way they go and they start joining. I've already told you when they finish joining, that's the end of the story, because that one that they have produced can never bring another life.
Yeah,
amen. Hallelujah.
When they come here, like two different types, then they go in for join. When they join, they produce. That's where they produce, you know, will bring other life.
Because it's against the law of God.
Because it is against God in law.
Now, if you understand what we are saying today,
if you understand what we say today,
you will know why sin has died.
You will know what makes sin don't die.
Sin died.
Sin died.
Amen.
Amen.
You know why?
You know what you do?
Because one big man called Christ.
Because one big man
has killed sin. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to see the Bible. There's a big man called Christ.
One big man with them called Christ.
He carried sin and
he takes it. He kill him.
Through them.
It's where?
The sin dies.
Sin, you don't die.
Amen.
Amen.
Because of the principle of marriage.
What you do now? Because of that principle, will they be?
So marriage is nature plus nature.
So marriage, man.
Hallelujah.
Nature plus the nature.
If you put it down that way, it is energy plus energy.
Now energy.
Okay, let me give you the scripture. You say one will chase how many?
10,000.
Is it 10,000? Okay, one will chase what?
One will chase how much?
1,000.
And two?
Two will do what?
Two will do what?
Chase 10,000.
What kind of mathematics is that?
Brother.
One. 1,000.
One thousand.
Two.
2,000.
10,000. Then three, how many?
100,000. Three,
almost. 100,000. Four,
now
how much?
Million.
Amen.
Amen.
It's energy.
What do you mean?
Hallelujah. Because when one comes together. The power is increased.
The power.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, when there's a joining,
when the join,
the strength of that union becomes more.
That strength, the way that union gets, is a fast mark.
I think Proverbs says that if one abides alone, it will. He said that when you come together, you shall, if two run together, they shall have heat. Yes. You know what he said?
If two lie together.
If two lie together, they will have what? Heat.
He said if two people lay down together, then we'll get, then go, and go be warm.
Amen.
Amen.
So if I stay on my own,
so if I didn't mean by me,
say no, say I'm in my house. I'm just waiting on the Lord.
I say, I didn't mean
he's very me. Good though.
He good though.
He's very good though.
He good though.
Only make sure you don't stay longer than God has told you.
But no, make sure so you don't stay
because fast within God. You need the heat.
Because you need that heat day.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why he says it's not good for a man to be alone.
Now he say it's not good at all for me.
It's not just because of natural. It's talking about spiritual energy, fellowship.
For that natural thing, but also
hallelujah.
Spiritual energy.
That's when you want to fight tradition, you need your brethren. Come.
Now make when you have a join. Tradition, you need your brother then.
Eh?
When they
get energy.
They get energy.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To say, no, we're not going to do traditional marriage.
No, when I do traditional marriage.
You alone cannot do it.
You one grain not grateful for
that. You need the brethren.
You need your brother.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anyway, that's like the sign.
That's just aside.
So we're talking about marriage.
We talk about marriage.
The joining of nature.
When nature, then they can't join.
The joining of energy.
When energy, then.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you join together.
And when you join together,
there will be an explosion.
What in happen? An explosion.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So you say he that is joined to the Lord.
He said the one way joined to the Lord
is what? One spirit. Do you know why?
You know what you do?
Now, who is he?
Who that
in that scripture? When you say
are,
he.
Who that this person?
Who is he?
Who that another person
is? Is it your leg?
Are you leg?
Huh?
Are you leg?
Is it your mouth?
Are you mouth?
Is it your head?
Are you head?
Amen.
Amen.
Is your soul?
Are you soul?
Amen.
Because man is soul.
Because mortal man are soul.
So when you read you, he is speaking about you, your soul.
When he talk for you,
hallelujah.
You,
okay, so let's rephrase it again and say,
so love it.
The soul that is joined to Christ.
So he said, the soul we joined to Christ
is what?
One spirit.
It's a spiritual soul.
That soul then a spiritual soul.
That soul is now part of the body of Christ.
That soul then now part of the body of Christ.
In fact, the Bible says that soul is now Christ.
In fact, the Bible says that soul.
I don't know if you understand the grammar.
Amen.
It's a Christ. No, so Christ.
He said Christ,
the first fruit.
Nine are the first fruit.
Okay. What's the second one?
The second one.
They that are Christ. You ask us.
The ones that are Christ. The one where Christ don't capture. The one that where Christ don't take to himself.
He don't carry out, swallow them.
He don't swallow them.
They are what? The next one. Hallelujah.
The next one.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because Christ is Olga.
Because Christ is Olga.
If you come, you must take over.
If you come, he must take over.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He must swallow it.
He must swallow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So say, he that is joined unto the Lord is what? One spirit.
The one way joy the Lord now.
In fact, spirit. In another scripture, the same Corinthians, it says, for by one spirit are we what? Baptized.
He said now, one
hallelujah.
Spirit, now
into Christ.
Inside Christ.
Church, if they give you, say, now from today you are a body of Christ, they give you register, give you membership card. It cannot bring you to the body of Christ.
If today they say you,
amen.
They don't give you membership.
He said, from now you are a member of body of Christ. You are lying.
He said, hey, from now you are a member of body of Christ.
There's only one thing that can bring you into the body of Christ.
One thing no more can bring you inside the body
of Christ. It is the spirit of Christ.
Now the spirit of
Christ that will bring you into Christ.
In the bring you can inside Christ.
Because it's a marriage.
Because the marriage.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is nature joining to nature.
They join to nature.
And it is only Christ that can determine it.
And
amen.
Christ no more can determine that.
So we were talking about it today. Let me try and show it.
We're going to talk for that. We're going to try for sure.
So this is the soul.
This is the soul.
This one represents, this is Christ.
This is the Christ.
And this is the soul.
And this is the soul.
And these two must be married.
Then 2 years old, therefore married.
Amen.
Amen.
So this one is what? The bridegroom.
Christ in the bridegroom.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that correct?
Are you correct?
Yes. Eh? Answer me that. Is it correct?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. This one then is what? Eh?
The soul. Now the bride.
Is that correct?
Amen.
Because it's you.
Because now you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the soul has something. It has something on top here. What is it called?
The soul gets something, Nayasu. What is it called?
What is it here? It's human spirit.
The soul gets something, Nayasu.
Amen.
Now human spirit.
And it has something down here. What is it?
And it gets something down, Yasu.
Eh?
How waiting?
Yeah.
The body.
The human body.
Now the mortal man body.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So this and this one are attachments.
So then this the human spirit and the human body now attached, now join and attach, they attach to the soul.
So the Bible says when the man dies, what happens?
So the Bible talks say when mortal man dies, what thing they happen?
I see some people they sleep. Oh, we have to stand up. Oh,
and I see some people and they sleep.
Look around. Is anybody around you sleep? You say, arise.
Anybody want for sleep? Just say, rise.
Arise.
Rap.
Rise.
Rap.
And receive life.
And receive life.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, good. So this soul.
So this soul, yeah.
Is you.
Now you.
Amen.
Amen.
The brother said, now me.
Amen.
Good. If at all you die before Christ comes, your body goes down.
If you die before Jesus Christ comes, your body it will go down.
This one goes to God.
The soul it will go to God.
Because he must be married to Christ.
Because he got for married to Christ.
He's supposed to be married to Christ.
Now your soul is supposed to be if married to Christ.
Because your spirit will carry your soul to go to present to
because
Christ.
Because your spirit now get for take your soul go for go put sell out to Christ.
But if you be bad boy.
But if you not bad person.
You say no, I no agree, I no marry Christ.
But you say no, I no marry Christ.
When spirit carry you reach midway.
When spirit can take you and we go halfway.
Oh yeah, I say go meet Christ, say, only yourself.
And the spirit say you go meet Christ, you say.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I tried, but you refused.
See me, I try, but you don't agree.
So the soul has to go to Christ.
So the soul therefore go to Christ.
Because Bible says in is it not Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, it says we must stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
Corinthians say we get what enough now that judgment seat when Christ is
the Amen. Church. Because the soul must go to Christ.
Because the soul therefore come to Christ
and present himself
and show himself.
Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus resurrected.
When Jesus got back from that way,
eh? Mary Magdalene came, is it not?
Mary, wait for Magdalene come.
Jesus said, Tinap.
He said, wait, Tinap.
Sit down.
Tinap, wait.
I must go to my God and your God.
I get for go to
Amen.
My God and your God.
I must go to my father and your father.
I get for go to me papa and your
I
papa.
I must present myself. Hallelujah.
I get for go show myself.
So every soul must go and appear before
all God. All souls then get for go and go show themselves.
But if the soul hasn't married to Christ.
But if the soul don't marry to Christ,
your spirit will join with the spirit of God.
It go join with God in spirit.
Well, the same as the spirit of Christ.
Now the same thing like the spirit of Christ.
And then it will bring your soul unto Christ.
And that Sunday, it will bring your soul come to Christ.
And because you have already submitted.
And because you don't already surrender.
The soul is joined to Christ. Hallelujah.
They go join to Christ.
Amen. So when you are going.
So when you go.
Your soul is not empty.
Your soul is not empty.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's why I said that when no man should appear before God empty.
Now he makes the Bible say, no mortal man come before God empty.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, this is the Father.
So, this is the Papa.
So, there are three.
And are three.
The Spirit.
The Father.
And Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And Christ is to marry the soul.
And Christ for marry the soul.
And your spirit and your body are attachments.
Your spirit and your body in an attachment to your soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, now, so let's look at the scripture.
So now we look inside the scripture.
And so we're looking at this. Can you put the light?
You can put this light on this.
Okay. It's all right. It's because, So we're looking at 1 Corinthians.
So when you look 1 Corinthians,
where he's talking about this joining together.
It's time we talk about that for joining together.
Okay. Now, it is not only God that wants to marry the soul.
Not a God no more wants to marry the soul.
Darkness also wants to marry the soul.
Darkness itself wants to marry the soul. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when Adam, you know, submitted to the devil.
When he surrendered to the devil,
he received a seed.
He received one seed.
And when he received that seed, it was the beginning of a marriage.
And that make he start one marriage.
The soul joined unto the spirit of darkness.
The soul go join himself to the spirit of darkness.
So let's look at it in 1 Corinthians 15.
So now we look at 1 Corinthians 15.
Verse 35. It says, but some man will say, how are the dead raised up?
He said, but some man and go talk say, how did the man and go grab back?
How are the dead raised up?
How then the man and the dead?
And with what body do they come?
And if then they grab, now whose body they will come?
So when the Bible is talking about the dead, I'm sure you are thinking of a dead body.
I believe, say, when the Bible we talk about the man, then
as the body dies,
say we don't die,
and as the body is married,
as the body dies and as the body they married,
so also the soul dies and is also married.
The soul can die and the soul can marry.
So when the Bible is talking about, so are the dead.
When so the Bible is talking about the dead,
it's not just talking about the body.
Not only the body, normally
it's talking about the soul also.
Also, they talk about the soul.
So say, how is the soul raised?
So say, you say, how the soul go rise?
How is the soul going to be liberated?
How the soul go free?
Verse 36. He said, thou fool.
So you fool man.
That which thou sowest is not quickened except it die.
You know, say the thing that where you plant, it not will grow except it die.
And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain, in a chance of wheat or some other grain.
And the thing where you plant. And the thing where you plant, not to the same body
that will come out.
But that will come out.
Amen.
Amen.
But look at verse 38.
But
God giveth it a body.
But God they give a body.
And as it has pleased Him.
And just like as it don't please God.
And to every seed
and
his own. Body.
Give them their own body.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, when you see a seed.
So when you see seed.
There is a body that goes with it.
Body there where they go with that seed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that it will express itself through the body.
So it will show itself by the body.
So that's why when you see the soul.
Amen. When you see the soul.
There is a body.
Body there.
That body is so that the soul will express itself.
This body here is so that the soul will show itself.
So your soul expresses itself through your body.
So your soul will show itself by your body.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now what it means is that when there is a seed sown in the soul.
What do you mean? When
the soul receives a seed.
When the soul receives seed.
That seed will manifest through the body.
That seed, it is showing itself through the body.
But what actually means is that soul will be married to the seed.
What does that mean? It means that soul, it go married to the body.
To the seed.
To the seed, sorry.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because they will become one.
What do you do? Because they go for be one.
So that is the principle the devil is using.
Now that same principle, now the devil they use.
Because he knows that if Adam and Eve received that seed.
Because he knows if Adam and Eve then received that seed.
And the seed is good and evil, is it not?
And that seed is not good and evil, not so?
And good and evil is evil.
Good and evil.
Because in God there is no darkness.
Because inside God, darkness.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
So that is what the devil is using to confuse us. You say,
that one did the devil use
well,
to confuse
this me. One is good.
Say, well, this one is good.
But inside the good, there is evil.
But inside the good,
hallelujah. And when we take it in,
and when we take them,
that seed will be joined to our soul.
That seed they go joined to our soul.
And if the seed is strong,
and if that seed is strong,
it will take over the soul.
It go take over your one also.
Because that's what we read.
Because
hallelujah. That body and body come together, they become more powerful. Hallelujah.
Body and body, when they come together in the book,
he that is joined unto the Lord is what? One spirit.
He said the one way joined to the Lord now one spirit.
Because the Lord is stronger than the soul.
Because the Lord.
Amen.
The soul.
What it means is that the Lord is a stronger spiritual energy than your soul.
Because the Lord it gets strong power as your soul.
Your soul is a lower energy.
Your soul not get better.
He says he has created man or created your soul lower than the angels.
They don't make your soul.
Hallelujah.
No past the angel then.
Now when the devil is trying to tempt you,
when the devil is trying to tempt you,
you cannot overcome the devil by your willpower.
You're not going to able to overcome.
That's what some of us are trying to do. You say, from today I will not smoke again.
So some of you are trying to do.
You don't understand. Amen. Because you have failed already.
Because you don't fail already.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
New Year resolution.
It's a New York car. You see, I can't make resolution.
It will be broken by 12 midnight of that day.
And that day,
it will not even reach the next day. because there is no life in you.
Because life not there inside you.
To fight the devil. Don't you understand?
The devil. You don't understand.
So of course, say, I don't want to stop being angry. Anger is a spirit dwelling, it's a wild animal.
Anger.
Do you understand? It's a strange spirit dwelling in the realm of my emotions. Do you understand? It's a wild beast.
The wild animal.
Rolling wild.
It will run all over.
Then you say, from now on I will not be angry.
You just said that from today I will stop for vex.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need the blood.
Amen. You need the blood.
You need higher energy.
You need energy.
You need the word.
You need the word.
You need the Holy Ghost.
You need the Holy Ghost.
You need those three things to invade your soul. Hallelujah. When those three energies come into your soul, anger, run away. He said, no. I'm not staying here again. Let me go to another house.
May I go to another house?
This one is no longer my house.
This
do you understand?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because that anger has married your desires and your emotions.
Because that vexation, it don't marry to you.
And the soul has learned to benefit from the anger.
And the soul don't learn from how from get good things.
Because when you open your eyes,
the vex.
They will run away and give you the thing. Amen.
So when you open your eyes,
amen,
people don't move better.
Because you can intimidate people.
You can only intimidate.
Say yes, I'm a strong man.
Say amen, a strong person.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So your soul has married that spirit.
So your soul don't marry that spirit.
Has married that nature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are benefiting from it.
You get profit.
Receiving profit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, if you want to overcome that spirit,
if you want to overcome that spirit,
you must bring it to the blood.
You Amen. Get for bring and count.
You must bring it to Christ.
You get for bring and count.
You
to
must
Christ.
Bring it to the word.
You get for bring and count to the word.
The power of God needs to come in.
God in power.
Hallelujah. Now, some of us have also received another seed.
Some power we don't receive other seed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have the seed of darkness.
So we get that seed of darkness,
but we have also received the seed of Christ.
But we don't receive the seed of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible says the flesh. When you say flesh, it means nature of darkness.
When the Bible.
Hallelujah. So it says the flesh and the spirit, they are fighting. Isn't that what Galatians says?
So the Bible says that.
Amen.
The flesh and the spirit.
So there is a war, warfare.
So war they go on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we all need to understand.
And we need to know
the warfare.
The warfare.
And how to win this war.
And
hallelujah.
How to win this war.
Bible says it is not of him that willeth, or of him that runneth, but it's of the Lord that does what? That showeth mercy. Amen.
God is so mercy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that the battle is not to the swift.
He said the battle not to body but way fast.
Another one says, like I said, not by power.
He said not to by power.
Not by might.
Not to by might.
But by what? By my spirit.
By the spirit.
By spirit means that there is a law of Christ.
When you say by spirit, it means one law of
that,
Christ.
That is working in my soul
when
now.
Where they walk inside my soul.
So my soul has two bridegrooms that want to marry.
So my soul.
Hallelujah.
There are two men that we want to marry.
There are two men that want to marry my soul.
Two men that we want to marry me.
Two sources of power and energy.
Two power. Two things. That we get power and energy.
Light and darkness.
When are light and darkness.
Say choose.
I say choose.
Young girl, choose.
You young girl, choose.
Amen.
Amen.
One. I am from America.
America.
Follow me. I take you to Texas.
Can you go to Texas?
I spoil your life.
I will spoil your life.
I give you everything you want.
I will give you all what you want.
You wanna go with me?
You wanna go with me?
You know what I say? Well, I'm a Salon man.
You're a man of Sabina Salon man.
Me, I Sabi the ground. Well.
Me, I Sabi the ground.
If you follow me,
if you follow me,
you go enjoy life.
You go enjoy life.
Amen.
Amen.
So choose.
So choose.
Salon man.
Salon man.
Or Americana.
America.
Amen.
Amen.
So the soul has to choose.
So the soul therefore choose.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's why I said that God will open the eyes of our understanding.
Why make it talk say God will open we eye for understanding?
So that we can fully and properly understand what
so
God
that
is
we
saying.
Understand good and what God is saying.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's read the things I was telling you.
Don't read the thing that we have been telling us.
From Romans 7.
Romans chapter 7.
This one, this scripture from Brother Yago. Amen. So it says, sin died.
This is
the scripture that tells you about it. Amen.
It says, sin died.
Okay.
That is scripture will tell you what happened.
Amen. And we want the devil to hear very well.
And we want to make the devil hear a good one.
He said, know ye not, brethren.
That's right.
Verse 1.
Okay.
Know ye not, brethren.
Verse 1.
For I speak to them that know the law. How that the law had dominion over a man as long as he liveth.
You don't know, brother or sister, then they talk to the one the way know the law, and that how the law gets power over man as long as the man they live.
Now when the Bible talks about the law,
when the Bible talks about the law,
he's not speaking about the Ten Commandments.
What do the Ten Commandments they talk about?
Law means a rule that has been set, a principle.
Law means one rule where not set with a principle.
And there is a rule called sin and darkness and death.
One rule being there where they call sin and darkness.
Bible says the soul that sins shall die.
The Bible says the soul where they sin, it go die.
The soul that receives sin will get the fruit of sin, and that is death.
Say that
and
soul
darkness.
Where they receive sin.
Amen.
Yeah,
hallelujah. And Paul said, the things I want to do, I don't do it.
Paul said, the things that we are want for do are not
that
able for
the
do.
Things I don't want to do are the ones I do.
But the things that we are not want for do, now are the
and the ones I want to do, I don't have the strength to do.
And the ones that we are want for do, I not get strength for do.
So, there is a law.
So
in my soul,
inside my soul,
my soul has married.
My soul don't marry
a nature or a law or a spirit.
It don't marry one spirit, one nature
that makes me do what I don't agree.
And when they make us do the thing that we are.
Because Paul said, with my mind I agree with the law of God.
With my mind I agree to God in law.
But I see another law walking in my members, in my nature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So when the Bible talks about law, it's speaking about a nature within the soul.
It is talk about one nature where the
and that
soul.
Nature is a rebel.
And that nature then a rebel.
It is a beastly nature.
Now animal nature.
It is not subject to the law of God.
You know the gift of God is.
It says neither indeed can be.
And no matter what you know go.
It says the carnal man is what? An enemy of God. Hallelujah. The brother Hubert was saying, no more will God allow this kind of soul to come into heaven. Don't you understand?
Just like brother say,
amen.
You never allow that kind soul day anymore for going to heaven.
So that's really the principle I'm trying to, where I'm going to the message. I want to jump and go there so I don't forget.
Amen. I want to jump and go there so I don't forget.
There are different types of soul.
Different types of soul.
You understand? If you read that first place, it says, There is the first man Adam and the last Adam.
He talked about the first man Adam.
Amen.
The last Adam.
Let's pack Romans first. Let's go back to Corinthians.
Okay, Lord, let's Romans first and let's go to Corinthians.
Amen. Okay, 45.
Corinthians 15. First Corinthians 15.
No. 15. First Corinthians 15, 45. Yeah.
First Corinthians 15, 45.
He says, and so it is written.
He said, and so the writer.
The first man Adam.
Say, the first man Adam.
So, let's take it one by one. When you say first, the word there is protos.
The word where they call them protos.
It means the beginning.
It means the beginning.
The first man, Adam.
The first man, Adam.
Amen.
Amen.
Protons, anthropos, earth. That's what it means. I'm giving you the literal meaning.
He
says the first earth.
Proton.
Because God took man from the earth. Do you understand?
It means
hallelujah.
The dirty.
The first thing that God brought.
The first dirty way God bring.
The first man that came on the earth that God made.
The first man we come at this
world
God make.
Was made what? A living soul.
God make him get living soul.
That means it just has life.
It means it will just get life.
It's just reflecting life. It's living like animal.
Just like animal.
No different. Amen. The only difference is that the animal doesn't have spirit, but this soul has spirit. That's the only difference. Hallelujah.
The animal then not get spirit, but this man gets spirit.
But look at it. The next they say, but the last Adam. Last means eschatos, earth.
The body. So
hallelujah.
Last Adam.
Do you understand? So God is beginning with a natural soul.
So God is starting
to
natural
a spiritual soul.
So spiritual soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But see, the last Adam was made what? A quickening spirit.
Yeah, but the last Adam wants the spirit will quicken.
Quicken means it says life giving.
Quicken means say it they give life.
There are two different things. You come to my house, I give you food.
You go to your house, I give you food.
You eat.
You eat.
You go back to your house.
You go and your house back.
No food.
You do not chop nothing.
You know. You come back again to my house.
You come back from your house.
I give you
food.
Plantain. Give you fish. Give you chicken. Give you. You enjoy.
You enjoy.
You go back again.
You go back.
It's okay. It's different from. When you have. Resource to have food in your own house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So he's saying there are different types of soul.
See, different types of soul day.
And Christ is going to marry the soul that has life.
And Christ he go marry that.
Amen. So Christ takes the soul.
So Christ he take the soul
and pours himself into the soul.
And he puts himself inside the soul.
But he goes to a point where he becomes one with the soul.
So take
hallelujah. That soul will forever have life.
That soul they will get life. So take go.
Hallelujah. That is the wise virgin.
That one day.
Do you understand?
Wise,
and the way to get life is to be joined.
And the way for get life and for join
is to allow that spirit of that seed of Christ to take over my soul.
Now
hallelujah. To overpower it.
Overpower my soul.
Overpower means kill the darkness.
Overpower, waiting, overpower. It means to kill the darkness.
Break the power of darkness.
Break the darkness in power.
And drive it out of my soul. Hallelujah. And it will take over and marry the soul.
And it will take over and
hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So that's what he's saying here.
So now that lady talking like
so. So look at verse 44.
Oh, look, verse 44.
He said, it is sown in natural body.
He said, the implantum with natural body.
It is raised a spiritual body. Do you understand?
The graft like spiritual body.
There is a natural body.
It's a natural body there.
And there is a spiritual body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is also a spiritual soul.
And natural soul.
Amen.
Amen.
They say, but first it was a natural soul.
We say, but before now a natural soul.
Then you're going to have a spiritual soul. Hallelujah.
Spiritual.
Because remember, the soul can either be natural or spiritual.
The soul can either be natural or spiritual.
So he's saying that there is that for a soul that hasn't received Christ.
For soul will not receive Christ. Yes?
Or a soul that is not being married by Christ. Do you understand? That is not being overshadowed by the Spirit of Christ.
The Spirit of Christ is not overshadowed by it.
It's natural.
And natural too.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when that soul begins to be overshadowed by Christ.
But when that soul Christ being for overshadowed.
The nature and the workings and operations of the mind, the emotions and desire will become spiritual. When you wake up in the morning, your first mind is to pray.
When you wake in the morning, your first mind is to pray.
But for a natural soul, when you wake up in the morning, say, die my enemy.
See me enemy.
Today he will die.
Today
he
will die.
Amen. Do you understand?
You
wake up in the morning.
When you wake that morning,
you find something quickening in you.
You see something there.
You say hallelujah. You find a song rising.
You see a song inside.
Your hand is not in it. You just see a song rising in you.
Song,
amen. You might even hear a word. There's a scripture playing in your mind. You say, "Oh, let me go and read the scripture." Hallelujah. And then from there you will travel. You already have. That is a spiritual soul.
That's a spiritual soul.
There was a scripture my daughter showed me, Ruby. I think it's in Psalm 6 or somewhere.
Psalm 6.
He says that the wicked man, God is not in his thought.
He said that man is wicked. God is not in his mind.
Do you know that a Christian can be wicked?
You know, say Christian.
They say a wicked Christian.
A wicked Christian.
From morning to night, you have not thought of God.
From morning.
Not one thought of God.
You don't even think about God.
According to Psalm, you are wicked.
According to Psalm, you know, wicked person.
And God is angry with the wicked every day.
The best one, the wicked people.
And you wonder why there's no life, no progress in your life.
And you wonder where to make progress something in your life.
You wonder why there is no fruit in your life.
You wonder why you don't get a bear fruit.
Because you are a wicked man.
Because you know, wicked.
A wicked soul.
You are wicked soul.
From morning to night, no thought of God.
From morning to the next,
no appreciation of God.
You don't appreciate God.
No thanksgiving to God.
You don't even remember God at all.
Bible says God is angry with the wicked world. Every day
God begs from the wicked person.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
But Bible says that God is excited with the righteous soul.
He said God is excited with the righteous soul.
You know, Brother Hubert was telling us in the morning that when God said, look, when you just think of God, God say, he calls everybody, say, come and see. That his heart has been lifted up to me.
When you just think about God.
Amen. You might say, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. I don't think you understand what that does to God. When you lift your soul to God, my God, heaven breaks into
two.
Amen. Because God loves the righteous soul. I don't know if you understand. God loves the righteous soul.
He loves the righteous soul.
Amen.
Amen.
When your soul is righteous, God is excited.
When your soul is righteous, God is excited.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
If God that comes.
Sorry?
God now comes to
so
you.
So God, they come to you.
He says, if a man has my word.
He says, if man gets me word.
And obeys my word.
Is not, obey me word.
This is John chapter 12. Is
this
not?
John chapter 12.
He says, I and my father will do what? We will come to him and do what? And make our abode.
Hey,
Papa.
Amen.
That means heaven will come. In fact, your soul becomes heaven now. Hallelujah. That's when a man loves God.
When man left God,
he becomes a traveling temple of God. Hallelujah. We are speaking about the marriage of the soul.
We talk about that's the marriage of the soul.
The joining together of my soul with Christ.
That joining, where
Christ begins to overpower my soul.
Where Christ begins to take over my soul.
Now, there's a scripture in Galatians chapter 5.
In Galatians chapter 5,
he said, they that are Christ.
He said, the one that when Christ get them.
What happened to them? They said they have crucified the flesh. With what?
With this lust.
Hallelujah.
In lust.
He didn't say you will crucify the flesh.
He don't talk say you will crucify the flesh.
But Christ.
He said Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another one in Romans 11 says, Romans 8, 11 says, if the same spirit.
You want to say that
Romans that raised up Jesus from the dead.
It will raise Jesus.
Dwell.
It will be there for you.
Hallelujah.
For you.
Say that same spirit.
That same spirit
will do what? Will quicken the mortal body.
Ego.
Hallelujah.
Quicken your mortal body.
In fact, the next verse says that.
You'll give life to your mortal.
Say if by the spirit you crucify or mortify the deeds of the body.
You say if by the spirit.
Amen.
You kill that body, that thing the way the body left for do.
Many of us are not overcoming because we are trying to overcome the devil. You cannot do it. It doesn't work like that.
Because we self want to overcome the devil.
You overcome the devil through the Spirit of Christ in you.
You overcome the devil.
Amen. That's the law.
Amen.
And the Lord only.
You overcome the devil through the Spirit of Christ.
You overcome the devil by that Spirit of Christ within inside you.
Because if you're able to overcome the devil on your own.
Because if you're able to overcome the devil by yourself.
Brother, they do like this. Saloma, don't overcome the devil. And God said, it's not by works.
And God said, not by you, but you.
It's by grace.
By grace.
Lest any man should boast. Amen.
Amen.
Say me, I don't overcome the devil.
Say me, I don't overcome the devil.
I don't power for the
devil.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not by power.
Not by power.
Amen. Or by might.
Not by might.
But by the strength of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah.
By that strength of the Spirit.
For it is no longer I that liveth.
It is not to me.
Eh? But what? But Christ. That live in me. Amen.
Yeah.
We have to learn to let Christ live.
We therefore learn from
me. Let the Christ express himself. Hallelujah.
Express himself.
The soul, say Christ, marry my soul.
Say Christ, marry me.
Take over. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
As a song that says, come live in me.
One thing
all my life take and over. Hallelujah.
All my life take
amen.
Over.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to Romans, then we branch to Corinthians. So let's go back to our Romans 7.
So let's go back to Romans 7.
Amen. We have not finished Corinthians, but we have to go back to them. So when you go home, spend some time.
So when you go to house,
spend some Corinthians time. 15 from 35 to the end.
For you, first Corinthians 15, 35 to the end.
If you can finish it, come and take money from me.
If you finish it, can't take money from me.
Okay,
I'm coming.
You're coming, eh? Nobody, go there. Amen.
Amen.
Romans 7, verse 1.
Romans 7, verse 1.
Amen.
Amen.
So it says, I know, okay, know ye not, brethren?
You don't say brother and sister then.
For I speak to them that know the law.
I say, they talk to the one that will know the law.
How that the law had dominion over a man as long as he lived.
Say, the law gets power over man as long as he lives.
For the woman, or the soul, anywhere you see woman, you put soul. Amen.
Anytime you see woman,
we agree. Anywhere you see woman, you put the soul.
Anywhere you see woman, put soul.
Because the woman and the soul are the same.
The woman and the soul are the same.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
For the soul which has a husband,
we get man,
is bound by the law.
Now he tied to the law,
to her husband,
to the husband,
so long as he lives.
As long as the husband lives.
But if the husband dies, she is loose. The soul is loose from the law of her husband.
Free from the law of her husband.
So then, if while her husband liveth,
so if the time when her husband lives,
the soul is married to another man,
and the soul go married to other man,
she shall be called an adulteress.
They go call her adulteress.
But if the husband of the soul be dead,
the soul die.
The soul is free from that law of sin and death.
Free from that law of sin and
so
death.
That she or the soul is no longer to be called an adulteress.
So that soul, they know, don't call her adulteress.
Though she be married to another man.
Though he don't marry to other man.
Wherefore, my brethren.
So, his brethren, then.
Ye also.
You said.
Have become dead.
You don't die.
To the law of sin and death.
To that law of sin and death.
By the body of Christ.
Christ in body.
That you should be married to another.
That you get from married to one other.
Even to him who is raised from the dead.
Even to that one day where they grab back from the dead.
That we should bring forth fruit unto God.
We go be approved.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's speaking about the marriage of the soul.
He didn't talk about that marriage with
many thousand years ago.
Boku thousand years ago.
The soul was married to darkness.
The soul be
married. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Darkness enter into the soul.
The soul be married to darkness. Darkness can inside the soul.
So, one, there was a darkness in the soul, number one.
Darkness be inside the soul.
Two, the darkness entered into the soul.
The second thing, the darkness it go inside the soul.
So the soul became corrupted.
So the soul it corrupts.
Then number three, spirits, dark evil nature spirits that feed on darkness, follow the darkness that enter into
that
the soul.
Happen, that wicked spirit when they are full of darkness.
Do you understand?
Follow the darkness when inside the soul.
I don't know if you get the three.
How
one,
get
darkness enter into the soul.
The first thing, darkness go inside the soul. Wow.
Two, the darkness now began to corrupt the soul.
The second thing, darkness began to damage the soul.
So the soul became corrupted.
So the soul because it's damaged, it befell.
Then number three, dark nature spirits that feed on darkness follow the darkness that enter into the soul.
So that one spirit where that darkness in the eat.
Hallelujah.
Darkness where you enter the soul.
So there are three things working against you.
So there are three things and they work against you.
The darkness. Your fallen nature.
Your nature where you don't fall down.
Number three. Evil spirits that feed on your nature and the darkness.
That evil spirit where that eats man.
Amen.
That darkness. Is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So these three things began to work in the soul.
So then three things that they walk inside.
They're
the
pulling the soul down every day.
And then every day they pull the soul down.
Pull it down.
Pull and down.
Pull it down.
And they pull and down.
Make the soul earthbound.
Then they make sure they
canal.
So
your mind bring it down.
Your mind they bring you down.
Your desire bring it down.
You want one, they bring
the
it down.
The will bring it down.
Will power they bring you down.
Your emotions bagam everything emotions, down, down,
down.
Tie the thing down.
They
hallelujah.
Tie you down.
And you know what? The soul is dead.
So what do you mean the soul?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fact, the Bible says in Psalm 86.
Psalm 86.
That the soul went to the lowest hell.
He said his soul go to the hallelujah. Lowest partner hell.
God said that thou will not leave my soul in hell.
He said, you not go
to hell.
Amen.
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 He said, but you will suffer me to suffer corruption.
He said, you know God will see.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when Christ comes, Christ is going for the soul.
Christ is going for the
because
soul.
He wants to marry the soul. Don't you understand?
Because he wants to marry the soul.
He's coming to deliver the soul from the bondage of corruption. Hallelujah.
Deliver the soul from the
and he comes with the price. That's a price. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you are bought with a price.
You see, value with price.
And that price is the blood, his own blood.
And that price in our
the Bible says he has purchased us by his blood.
He don't buy me with his blood.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he came with the price.
So he came with the price.
An eternal price. Hallelujah.
Eternal price.
He put it down on the table.
He put it on the table.
So yeah.
See, yeah.
He left captivity. Hallelujah. So the soul, Christ purchases the soul to himself.
So Christ, he buys the soul to himself.
And then he begins to walk in the soul.
And he begins to walk.
How does he walk in the soul?
How will he walk inside the soul?
He also enters into the soul. Don't
you
understand?
Enter,
hallelujah.
Amen.
He puts his seed.
He puts his seed.
He says, Christ in you.
That means Christ inside you.
Is a hope. Hallelujah. He gives the soul a hope.
He gives the soul hope.
He said, unless you are born again, you cannot see.
You not go see. Not?
What is born again?
What is not born again?
Nicodemus said, what is born again?
Nicodemus said, what
I can old man like me go and enter again.
You miss that for go enter in my mind.
He didn't know that Jesus was talking about the soul.
He did not even know that Jesus didn't talk about the soul.
Born again is the soul being born. Hallelujah.
Is
a change of the soul. Because when you are born again, your body is black. It is still it doesn't become white.
When you born again, you born
hallelujah. Shalom man that is black.
Shalom away black.
It's not going to change from being black. It's going to be black.
It's going to change from black man.
Amen.
Amen.
But the soul changes. Hallelujah.
The
soul was black, evil.
Black inside.
It's now
change.
If any man be Christ, is a new creation. Hallelujah. So he told Nicodemus.
He told Nicodemus.
Look, this is not a body matter. It's so not kind of matter.
Business.
This one is inward man business.
This is an inside man business.
Hallelujah. Unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom.
Unless you're born again, you know will see.
When Christ enters the soul, there is the eyes of the soul is opened up.
When Christ enters his soul, his eyes are open.
God is my Father. Hallelujah. I have an inheritance in God. You know, you begin to see the things of heaven. You begin to hear God talk to you. You begin to feel the presence of God around you. Hallelujah. Your soul begins to come alive.
Your soul begins to come to life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But take notes.
Take notes.
The nature of the soul has not changed though. Hallelujah. Amen. The soul, you have just been given fish, granite, chicken to eat.
The soul is just hungry and fish, granite, chicken.
It doesn't yet have the life of God.
It not get God in life yet.
That soul is just enjoying the life of God.
The soul just
behaves. Amen.
God in life.
God doesn't want to leave the soul like that.
God no want to leave the soul like that.
So say, I say you are born of the water.
You say, except you
and of the spirit,
of water and of spirit,
you cannot enter.
You
know, hallelujah.
Enter.
Amen.
Amen.
So the soul must come into Christ.
So the soul therefore can inside
hallelujah.
Christ.
But for the soul to come into Christ.
But for maybe soul come inside Christ.
The rule over the soul must be cut off.
That rule where they find that soul.
Because that soul has been married to darkness. And darkness is the organ of the soul.
Because
hallelujah.
The soul is not married to darkness.
Amen.
That darkness now in the boss over the soul.
So that's why you need sharp knife.
That make you need knife sharp.
The sharp knife of the world.
The sharp knife when at the
amen. Soul. The word that works by the sharpness of the spirit.
The word where they work by this sharp
begins to cut
be for cut.
Bible said that the word of God is quick and powerful.
He said God in word is quick and he
to cut inside the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. You know, and he begins to judge the thought and intent of your mind.
Judge that intention.
Like Brother Yago said, do not go tell him in the preach about me. It is the sharpness of the word coming to you.
Amen.
Amen. Because now you have put your name on the word.
Because you don't put your name on the word.
And you have put on your sermon proof. You want to shake the word.
You have to shake the word, come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is God walking.
Now God the work.
He's trying to, you know, try to woo you and prepare you for marriage. Hallelujah. Amen. So the word of God begins to come into you. Amen. It begins to travel different dimensions. Hallelujah.
Different dimensions.
Begins to turn around things. Hallelujah. And he wants to bring the soul into Christ.
And he wants to bring the soul inside Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 It is called the marriage of the soul.
Then call him.
It's called the marriage of the bride.
The marriage.
Before the bride can be married to Christ.
Before the bride married to Christ,
it must be fed very well. The nature must be, you have to be dressed up.
Don't feed them good ones. They were dressed well.
Last Saturday, something happened.
Last week Saturday, something happened.
They said it was a royal wedding. This is not so.
They said a royal wedding.
Royal wedding.
They said a royal wedding.
Amen.
The king and the married.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before the royal wedding, they were preparing.
Before that wedding, that marriage did them in the repair.
But there was another royal wedding in the book of Esther, is it not?
But one other
when
we married been there.
Hallelujah.
Now king people and the marriage.
Before Esther, when she was prepared.
Before Esther.
Hallelujah.
Who married them in the repair.
So when Christ comes into the soul.
When Christ comes inside the soul.
It must feed the soul.
It begin for feed the soul.
Must be prepared. Hallelujah. Must be nourished.
So it go nourish.
The soul must receive oil.
The soul.
Don't you understand? That oil must be oil.
And oil.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you have the oil and the wine.
So you get the oil and the wine
to prepare, to repair and heal all the bad things in the emotions and desires, all the attitudes, all the high and the low and the crooked, all the stony, the thorns, all those things. The Spirit of God goes to work. Hallelujah. To prepare the soul. As a chaste bride.
So that he go find the day.
Hallelujah. Amen.
One day.
In fact, the Bible says there shall be a time of atonement.
In fact, the Bible says, time to go for the way.
That you afflict your soul. Amen.
You go suffer your soul.
You must begin to afflict the soul. Hallelujah.
The soul suffer.
Afflict means to break open.
So that you go broke open.
You break it.
You
open it.
Open up.
And you present it to God. Hallelujah. And God begins to.
And you present.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And hallelujah. And all those walkings.
All them work.
Is to prepare a chaste bride.
Now for make it prepare this the Yahweh we not get Sabi man one day.
And the Spirit of God is very busy now.
And God is Spirit right now in
all over the earth.
All of this world.
Preparing the body of Christ.
It is prepare the body
of Christ. Hallelujah. And when there's a preparation.
And when preparation they go on.
It's like nothing is happening.
It's like nothing already happening.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there is a great work that is working. In the time of Solomon. The stone was prepared in the mountain. Amen.
For Solomon, they did the stone at the mountain.
The bride of Christ is being taken to the mountain of Zion.
Christ is.
Amen.
Zion, they don't go take the
and the in the mountain of Zion, the bride is being prepared.
And at that mountain,
hallelujah.
Prepared,
and at the right time, the stones will be brought and fitted together.
When the time right, that stone day, they will take and become. Fix them
to form a great house. Hallelujah.
Make one big
to form one great body of Christ. Hallelujah.
To form the big body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me end with let's go back to 1 Corinthians.
Let me go back to 1 Corinthians.
So let's read down from 47.
Now we read from verse 47.
No, we start at 46. So let's start from 46.
Let's start 46.
So let's just read down. I just look through it and close. Amen. Verse 46 say, how be it? That was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural.
So not only the first one, not only the spiritual. But that will be the natural.
Afterward, that which is spiritual.
But after that, it will show the one who is spiritual.
The first man is of the earth, earthy.
The first man now from of this world, yeah, so and that being from the ground.
And the second man is the Lord from heaven.
And the second man that being the Lord from heaven.
So he's saying there are two men.
So he talks to two man there.
The first man. That's Adam and his line.
Adam.
Hallelujah.
And on the one whole generation.
Then the second man.
And the second man.
That's Christ.
Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And his generation
and
also.
His second generation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he says the next verse.
The next verse say.
Verse 49.
And verse 48.
Okay, 48.
Verse 48.
And as is the 80. Such are they also that are earthy.
Just like the earthy, the one and the same way, all the one the way.
And as the is the heavenly,
and as
such
the
are they also that are heavenly.
That are the same like all the ones.
Amen.
Heavenly.
So Adam, all the children of Adam followed Adam. Amen.
Adam is the king of the
so he's saying Christ, all that are Christ.
All you want
will follow him also. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 49. Oh, that is it's a very sweet scripture. Amen.
This one is sweet.
And as we have borne the image of the earth.
Just like how we don't born. We don't bear.
Remember what we said. That to every seed there are a body.
You remember
hallelujah.
For all seeds and get
food. And as our soul has expressed the natural seed.
And just like how we sold on show that natural seed.
That is how our soul will also express the spiritual and heavenly seed.
The same way we soul will show the spiritual and heavenly seed.
Amen. And Mary started it. Hallelujah. She received the seed of the Holy Ghost.
He received the seed when the Holy Ghost.
He is the same Holy Ghost that's overshadowing us now. Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost, they can overwhelm now.
And he's bringing forth the seed of Christ.
And
hallelujah.
He's
overshadowing that seed of Christ. And he's giving life to it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Someone says, Paul said, I planted.
Paul said, I planted.
Another person water. Is it not?
Other person water.
But God gives the increase.
Well, now God gives increase.
Amen. So the seed in us is being increased greatly by the function in our ministry of Christ.
By that function with the
amen.
The ministry of the
world. Verse 15. Now this I say, brethren. That flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
Flesh and blood and not go like God in kingdom.
Neither doth corruption inherit.
Even corruption no go inherit.
Inheriting corruption. But I show you a mystery.
But I want to show you a mystery.
We shall not all sleep.
Not so we all go sleep.
He saying not every soul will not continue to sleep.
Not all the soul will continue to sleep.
Some souls are going to awake.
Some soul then go awake.
Yeah. We'll be talking about that tomorrow.
We'll
amen.
Talk about that tomorrow.
The awakening of the souls.
Amen.
They say we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
We all not go sleep, but we all go change.
In a moment.
By one.
In the twinkling of an eye.
At the wing of the eye.
And at the last trump.
And at the last trumpet.
For the trumpet shall sound.
Because the trumpet will sound.
And the dead shall be raised incorruptible.
And the dead find them and go grab and they no get corruption upon them.
And the soul is going to be changed.
And the soul will change.
For this soul, or this corruptible soul. Remember I said, when darkness came in, it began to corrupt the soul. Amen.
Remember what I tell you? Say, when darkness came in, people spoil the soul.
Must put on incorruption.
But this corruption, you say, you go put on incorruption. You know, corrupt again.
And the and this mortal and must this put on immortality.
Mortal, this mortal, it will put on immortality. That means it will put on one thing and it will die.
Now, you have to understand about God.
You have to understand about God.
You know, the nature of God is the nature of vitality.
God in nature, now nature will be.
In God's nature, there is nothing like death.
God in nature, now nothing.
Bible says, they shall all wise old like a garment.
You see, we all will old.
But his nature. What remains the same? Hallelujah.
In nature, he did
amen.
The same.
Corruption entered into the soul of man. Hallelujah. But Christ has entered, is going to drive away the incorruption. Hallelujah. And that nature of incorruption, of vitality, will come into the soul. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And when Jesus came, that is what he showed. Amen.
Amen.
When he made corruption,
when
incorruption came out and swallowed it. Hallelujah. When the diseases came,
when the disease came,
the life of God came out of him and swallowed up the disease.
That life always.
Amen.
He swallowed all the sickness.
And brethren, that is what is about to come out of us now.
And about to come.
Amen.
Out of we.
As we begin to press on into Christ.
As we the press on Christ.
That's 54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption.
Verse 54. So when this corruptible will put on, you know, corrupt again.
And this mortal shall have put on immortality.
And this mortal it will put on immortality. That means
then shall be then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
And this go mark say it don't come to pass. That what I mean. Say die. No, and victory, not die, don't victory, don't swallow that, swallow die.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, brethren, we need to be encouraged.
To be brother and sister, amen. We need for encouragement.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody says the church is being destroyed.
Somebody talks say that they destroy the church.
I say you must be listening to the devil.
You must be listening.
Well, if you are listening to God, you know that in fact that this is the greatest moment of the church. Hallelujah.
You find out this time.
Amen. Because Bible says when men say there is a casting down.
Because
when that is when say, you know there is a rising up. Hallelujah.
Rise up,
you know, like Brother Hubert was telling us, this is a time to add more energy.
This time, this time for add more energy.
It's a time to seek God more.
Now time for look for God more.
It's a time to make more sacrifice.
Now time for make more sacrifice.
It's a time to study your Bible more.
Now time for study your Bible.
Pray more.
Fast more.
Everything that you're not doing before, do it now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God said, for our redemption has come. Not even drawing now. It has come already. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we are seeing the reality of Christ.
Because we don't see.
Hallelujah.
Christ.
Comfort within us. Hallelujah.
We don't come inside we.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 There are other things, but I think we will just close. Amen.
I think we will just close at this time.
You see, there are three types of bride that Christ is being presented to. Amen. There are three types of souls.
Represent himself to three types of souls.
And you and I must decide the type of soul we are going to be.
And you and me get for disciples, kind soul we get for be.
You know, the Bible talks about the widow.
The Bible talks about one widow. One
the widow, the husband is dead.
It means a man is not dead.
And you see it on the board there, is it also?
Amen. You see on the board now, no so.
The widow, eh? The husband is dead.
The widow, it means a man don't die.
No connection between the soul and God.
Connection between soul and God.
Eh? It's detached. Hallelujah.
He not connect.
And the soul is doing its own thing. Amen. The
soul they do his own thing.
There is no God in the equation at all. Hallelujah.
No God, no day.
Amen.
Equation.
There is a hallowed soul.
And radical soul.
It is receiving life from God.
It is receive life from God.
But it is also receiving life from darkness.
But it also they receive light from darkness.
Amen. And this one is good and evil.
This is not good and bad.
And this is the most dangerous.
And this is the bad one, Pastor.
Because this is the one you find inside Pentecost.
Now this is the thing inside Pentecost.
I'm born again.
Amen.
Amen. Born again means the Christ in my soul.
Born again means the Christ the inside my soul.
That's all.
Then the
I do my own thing.
But I do my own thing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as the Bible says, you are neither hot or cold.
Just like the Bible says, you're not hot, you're not cold.
And this is what you find in fact, everywhere in the church.
And that is happening all over the church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have the life from God.
I get the life from God.
But you're receiving more life from the flesh.
But you receive more other kind of life from the flesh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, only let us be called by your name.
Let me go meet and say, we just want for me to call you by your name. No,
we will eat our own bread.
We go eat our own bread.
We will wear our own apparel.
We go wear our own clothes.
Only.
Only.
Let us be called by your name.
Let me call you by your name.
The Liberation Church of Salon.
That Liberation Church of Salon.
I hope there's no church called Liberation.
Liberation. Yeah, that's one.
Hey, that's one. Hey, okay, let's try another church. The Holy Heaven Church of Freetown.
The Holy Heaven Church of Freetown.
I hope there's no one like that. Only let us be called by your name.
We just want to make you call me by your name no more.
We'll eat our own bread.
We'll go eat our own bread.
We'll have our own doctrines.
We go get our own doctrine.
We do everything by ourselves.
We do everything by ourselves.
The only thing is that we have the name of Christ.
The only thing no more, we get Christ in him.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what you find in the church. Christ cannot be married to a beast.
Christ.
You understand?
Can't be married to wild animal.
Amen.
They brought Adam. They say, yeah, choose. You don't know.
Then bring animal and come to and say choose. Say no.
Christ cannot be married to a headless body.
Christ not be married to headless?
Headless soul.
A soul will not get hit.
For me to be married to Christ, I must submit.
For me to be married to Christ, I must surrender.
Huh? You see a woman that wants to marry a man, say no. Look, you agree? This is the condition. Amen.
You see how my woman is talking, you agree,
this
is the condition.
And the woman is holding the man by the leg.
And the woman hold the man by the leg.
You're only a talent here. Me, I'm anything, anytime I like, I go. You come, you take care of yourself, me, I take care of myself.
You take care of yourself, me, I take care of myself.
When it's time for wedding?
When wedding day?
12 hours will go.
Me and you, the worker. We go.
It's a Mr. and Mrs.
It's a Mr. and Mrs.
Now, when we go inside the house?
What kind of house?
House does it. Amen. That is what you have in the church.
That's you get in the church.
And Christ cannot marry that soul.
And Christ doesn't marry that kind of soul.
Do you know why? Because Christ has the power to overcome and break down the soul. Amen.
Christ get it.
Hallelujah.
And broke the soul.
It must be Lord.
It must be Lord.
He cannot come and patch into our program.
He know they come for just.
Hallelujah.
Cancel your problem.
He says you must leave our father's house.
He said you get for left.
You must leave our mother's house.
You get for left.
You must leave our nation.
You get for left.
In fact, Bible says you must hate your own life also.
The Bible says you
to be my disciple. Hallelujah.
For be Christ in his.
Amen.
Amen.
Christ must be all and all.
Christ must Hallelujah. Be all thing and all thing.
You know, so I believe we have been encouraged.
I believe say we don't get encouragement today.
To submit to the Spirit of Christ.
We surrender to God.
The Spirit of Christ comes to us.
Christ in spirit, they can't.
In fact, that spirit is within us.
In fact, that spirit is within
us. He said, when the spirit of truth has come.
He said, when the spirit of truth comes,
it shall be in you.
It go day inside
you. It shall be over you.
It go day over you.
It shall be with you.
It go day with you.
It shall help you.
It go help you.
It shall teach you.
It go teach you.
It will take the things of the bridegroom and show you.
It go take the things of the occur and show you.
This is Christ.
It will say, this is Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Rebecca asked the Eliezer.
Rebecca asked Eliezer.
Say, who is that man?
Say, who then are that man they?
Do you understand?
You understand?
Hallelujah. Eliezer is the Holy Ghost.
Eliezer are the Holy Ghost.
Within you.
Inside you.
And is there to show you that is your master and Lord. Hallelujah.
This are your master.
Amen.
Amen.
You say, who is that man walking in the field?
Who is that man where they walk in the field so?
You say, it is your Lord and master.
Is it that you Lord and master?
We need a revelation of Christ.
We need Amen. Forget revelation
to see
of
that he is our Lord and
but
master.
We Lord and we master.
They say, will you take this man to be your Lord?
He said, you go take this man from.
He said that Sarah called him Lord.
Sarah called
Hallelujah.
Him Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That's how you know the bride company. The bride.
Now, so you go.
So, Hallelujah. It is the soul that is pouring out all.
Soul, they pour to go out.
Hallelujah. Brother Huber was asking us in the morning.
Brother Huber been asking me this morning.
Say, we give our all. I surrender my all.
I surrender me all.
Eh? What was the other one? I give myself.
I surrender my all.
Amen. Say, to you, I give my all. I draw me close. All those. Say, amen.
Draw me close.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
That's what when you begin to sing that song.
I mean, when you begin to sing that song, day
you see something happening inside you.
You
Hallelujah.
See something happening inside you.
It tells you are a bride.
It tells you say you are.
Hallelujah. That's an excitement.
You're glad.
Rebecca was excited.
Rebecca being glad.
She knew he was the man, but he wanted to make sure. Hallelujah.
He been the man, but he wanted to make sure.
The Holy Ghost has been sent to us to open our eyes to show us the Lord. Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost to we for open our eyes.
He will take the things of God and show it to us.
He will take God in things and he will show unto we.
He said, eye has not seen.
He said, yeah, I not see.
Neither has entered into the heart of man.
He not go inside man.
The things that God has planned.
The things that way God.
But they are revealed to us by His Spirit. Hallelujah. These are the days of the revelation of Christ to the soul. Hallelujah. We will be hearing a voice saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. Hallelujah.
Walk inside
it. Amen.
Amen.
So, brethren, let's be encouraged.
Lord, we encourage ourselves.
And let us be encouraged to rise up.
Lord, we encourage ourselves for grab.
Let's be encouraged to give all
Lord,
to Christ.
Lord, we encourage ourselves to give ourselves all.
Let Amen. Us withdraw from the harlot's bodies, harlot's attitude.
Amen. You are a girl body.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
From that which is, say, you know, detached from God.
That one
want to do our own
connection
thing.
With God.
A woman, a bride cannot do her own thing. Hallelujah.
Bride not going to do her own thing.
She must be submitted to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're asking that God will circumcise our hearts.
And you ask that God will circumcise your heart.
And grant us that grace to be submitted.
And give grace for Lord is submitted.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will call him our Lord.
So that we go call
our
him
my
Lord.
God. Paul says, say, my God, of whose I am.
Say, my God.
Hallelujah. And whom I serve.
Say, my God,
Hallelujah.
We are the serve.
He said, he's my God.
He said, I'm a God.
And my Lord.
And I'm a Lord.
And when we are saying it, we are, you know, we are sure of it. Hallelujah.
We say, and we sure of
because of that relationship, that,
because of that relationship.
Oneness. Amen. And that marriage.
And that marriage.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Give me true love. Jesus, give me true love.